You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's American Horror Story After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's American Horror Story After Show.
Good evening, AfterBuzzers.
Good evening.
We are here at the AfterBuzz TV studios, giving you everything American Horror Story. I am David Scifolitti, your host for the evening, joined by probably one of the best-looking panels here in
Baby.
AfterBuzz.
Hello.
That's a toot and I own horn.
Toot toot.
And these are your hosts. Go ahead and introduce
Hello,
yourselves,
I'm Sarah
ladies.
Huggins.
My name is Jillian Leff.
And I'm Oriana Leo.
We are doing American Horror Story Season 3, Episode 5, titled Burn, Witch, Burn.
And so she did.
And so she did. Before we get started with the episode tonight, and before we start discussing things, I feel like we should give out a special shout-out to our amazing, amazing fans.
Amazing fans. We are reading your comments, your YouTube comments. The stuff that you guys come up with as far as predictions, answers to our questions are unbelievable.
Really incredible.
Yeah, speechless. Like, I'm it always makes perfect sense after I read it. I'm like, how did I not put two and two together? But you guys always finish it. It's awesome.
Every time I see a tweet, it makes us happy. Let's just refresh the audience before we start. Mm-hmm. You can find me at Jillian Leff on Twitter. Where can we find you?
At Miss Oriana Leo on Twitter.
I am at You Can Call Me Skiff on Twitter.
I am at Sarah on the Go, Sarah with an H.
And I just... Go ahead.
No, and I just tweet us. We love it.
Yeah, tweet us your comments, predictions, anything.
I have to give a couple shout-outs to Craig Legg, all the way from the UK.
Yay.
Is a fan of ours. We have Austin Dowdy is a super fan.
Oh, love him.
And then also Isaiah Stevens. I asked someone to find MM's heels, those fantastic heels.
Oh, yeah.
He found them.
Where are they from?
Well, he said they may not be the same ones, but the ones that he found were Steve Madden.
Oh, okay.
But they're, I mean, they're dead ringers.
That
so
could
even
totally
if
be it.
They're not, they're dead ringers. And if anyone wants to know, I'm happy to retweet. Just tweet me. I'll send it to you. And we have a fan, John from New York, who actually predicted and called Who Blinded Foxy, and he referred back to Myrtle Snow's Veracity comment about you were blinded by your mother and how she's obsessed with the truth and that you failed to see the truth of your mother's actions. And I get the goosebumps right now.
Yeah.
Round of applause.
So, yes,
Yay!
Round of applause.
Yay.
Good job.
And I tweeted out that we really need a name for our fans.
Yes.
Fans
and
of-
we couldn't. I couldn't come up with one. Like, I was thinking about it all day.
Jillian, you had an idea.
You did?
Yeah, but you know what? It's been such a long day. I forget what it
was. Wasn't it Fan Coven?
Yeah, I think,
Fan Coven.
I think it was the Fan Coven. That's the unofficial name. But if you guys can think of something better, please tweet us suggestions. And we will pick. We will vote. Our coven will vote.
Yes.
And we will pick what to call you guys because you have been totally digging all of our nicknames. You're sticking with Frank and Kyle and MM, and we love to see the nicknames used in the comments. It's awesome.
Yeah. And Foxy.
And Foxy.
And as a host, it's one of the most rewarding things to have such great fans that are picking up on our lingo.
Yeah.
And you guys deserve your own nickname.
I do.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I mean, 2 weeks ago we were number one. This past week we were number three.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So much. So keep it up, and we look forward to hearing from you and tweeting with you in the near future.
Woohoo. Let's get into this.
Let's get into it. I feel like this entire episode this week was a lot about redemption and reliving your past and making amends and trying to move forward.
From terrible guilt.
It was probably the most gruesome episode as well.
Oh my gosh.
That we've seen to date.
Stomach turning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I kind of dug it. Is that weird?
So what's funny is that every episode, Jillian covers her eyes, screams, but then peeks through them.
She didn't want to miss anything.
Right.
She was, is it happening right now? Is it? Tell me what's happening.
What's happening? Okay, so we find out, you know, we're learning a lot about people's past in this episode. So we find out a little bit more about Madame Lalaurie's past.
Yeah.
Her disgusting, gruesome past that we find out more information about how her daughters hate her and how she tortures poor people, especially that lovely boy Jacques in the beginning.
especially men that like her daughters.
I feel like, despite the fact of her methods of torturing this young boy, I feel like
testing his manhood, she's essentially doing.
Totally right. Justified.
Explain.
Well, testing, you know, to see whether or not someone is right for your offspring. I mean,
in a
very strange way.
Okay. Yes, I agree with you.
You know, people still do it to this day. I mean, granted, they're not sticking your hand into like a bowl of eyeballs or like a tub of intestines.
Does everyone remember that? I mean, I remember I was the kid, first of all, that told everyone at school that there was no Santa Claus. And by the logical...
What?
Yes. And
Excuse me.
Logical deduction.
Okay.
There's no such thing as, you know, I made all these things in my mind about how there couldn't be Santa Claus. Therefore, there was no Easter Bunny or Tooth Fairy or anything. And I went to school and I told everyone because I thought everyone's going to want to know this. So I was the same child that told everyone those are not eyeballs. They're grapes. And those aren't intestines. That's spaghetti. I'm not scared. I was that child that at the little Halloween fair.
I wish that you were in Madame Lalaurie's torture chamber.
It would have been.
So my stomach turned and I was eating some Chipotle for dinner while we were watching and I almost, it almost came out.
Well, you screamed, no more food for me.
No, went right into the garbage.
No.
Because it showed how they took the eyeballs out of the poor slaves.
Yeah. That was brutal enough just to see the floating eyeballs, but to actually see the...
Her ripping them out with her hands.
You know, I thought it was interesting to find out sort of what the daughters truly thought of their mother, because in the beginning we got sort of a hint that, you know, there might be a little bit of tension between them, but nothing really this concrete. And when she drags them upstairs and locks them in cages... Okay.
And says, break a bone if you have to.
Break the leg if you have to.
And they did.
I'm going to feed you S-H-I-T at Christmas. Okay.
Christmas morning.
But David, you said something interesting. When that scene started, you said, oh, she set them up.
Right. Yeah. And we were like, what? Like, I.
Well, because it seems like to me that, okay, she tortures everybody. Mm-hmm. Right. She's torturing her own freaking daughters, and she says she's going to leave them in there for a year. And it's like, I'll let you out next year on All Hallows Eve, and we'll see how it goes from there. And I feel like in the first episode, the pilot episode, that's where it starts.
But she talked about how the whole reason behind Bastien was because he did something horrible to her daughter. And I'm now thinking, did that even happen?
Right.
Well, they did have like some sort of...
They looked at each other.
Affair. Some sort of affair. And in the pilot episodes, he said that she coerced him. And so Lalaurie, of course, blames Bastien. But I have a feeling that she has set them up to...
What's making me think that with Madame Lalaurie locking them in the cage happened after the Bastien incident happened is because she calls for Bastien and another slave to bring their daughters up. And we do not see him as... the Minotaur.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that.
So I think that it was...
So this was
quote-unquote.
Yeah, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, fans, but that is my understanding. So they were locked in there, but when we see them as zombies coming back, they look very young. Like, the hair is a lighter color. It's not gray. So that sort of leads me to believe that they died when they were young.
Well, yeah, because Angela Bassett hung them.
Remember?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
She hung the whole family.
I forgot about that. Sad.
Yeah. And we can, I mean, I don't know. Like, I know in the premiere they had a date, and they gave us a date tonight.
They did.
It was 1833 tonight. I don't remember what the one was.
What, we don't have this all documented?
Yeah.
How disappointing.
Yeah. But, I mean, let us know. I know you guys will. But I would say you're...
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
I feel like it is. The premiere episode was a year later from this date.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
that's when they let her out. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she really didn't leave them. Let them
in
out
there for a year. Yeah.
Huh. Oh my.
Let us know.
Let
I'm
us
sure
know.
I'm sure you guys know.
Yeah.
But aside from that fact, she clearly, when we jump to the future and she's standing at the door, she does feel remorse at this point. I mean, she spent like 100 years or so. It's a lot longer.
Give or take one or two.
Give or take a couple decades. She spent a long time underground, and she had a lot of time to think about what she had done mm-hmm. to her family and whatsoever. And she does feel remorse.
I mean, we see her feel remorse for that, and not only for that, but a continuation of her remorse for Queenie.
Right, right. And her treatment of Queenie.
Exactly, because she treated Queenie like a princess this episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to make sure you are all right. I am responsible for you. Right. Get back in the bed. I will get you ice and then let my zombie daughter in the house.
And get me a Coke.
Yeah. Get me a Coke. That was the best line ever.
And but it was really interesting to see her interact with her zombie daughter, Brigida.
Yeah.
Of trying to conjure her daughter out of this walking dead.
Right. Which but, was not happening.
Right. But it was ironic because we just got to see the snippet of what she had done to her.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm thinking, why would you want to conjure out the hatred
right.
that your daughter has for you? But I mean, it's a mother-daughter. We've talked about this yeah. in previous episodes of this, the mother-daughter, you know, no matter how horribly they might treat each other, there's going to be love there. There's going to be, you know, we see with Fiona and Foxy later that there's love, there's remorse.
Right.
You know, if you didn't treat each other the way you wanted to be treated, but your family.
Right. And I always say, no matter how much you hate somebody, to hate somebody, you have to love them first.
Interesting.
Well said.
Yeah.
You can't hate someone you don't love. I totally
exactly.
agree with you.
Yeah.
Should I quote Real Housewives?
Please
blood
do.
Yes. is thicker than water. All right?
It's very true.
That is so
it's
true.
Very
New Jersey?
I am from New Jersey,
yeah,
but that was
gonna,
an
yeah,
awful
yeah.
Jersey accent. I've lost it since I started hosting.
Call your mother.
Call
your
my mother.
Mother.
It's fine. Let's get some coffee. We'll talk.
So, but, I mean, the interesting thing to me is that we do see her trying to conjure her daughter out of the zombie, but Nan says earlier, they're dead, I can't hear their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what she thinks, like, I don't know why she thinks that she can conjure life out of something that is the living dead.
I think, I mean, you're not thinking rationally at that point, you know what I mean? Like, she's
not,
like, she's just sees, like, her daughter, the shell of what she is now, you know, right. and like...
And for a moment, I was thinking her daughter... Brigida was in there for a second.
Yeah, me too.
But then I thought back to what Nan had said of she couldn't hear anything. But no. then there's then you get into this sort of philosophical argument. Okay, they're dead. They've been brought to life. Do they have souls? Do they have?
Right.
Do they carry some their old experience with them?
I mean, clearly she was out for her. Like, I mean, she went to that house.
They were
like,
all out for her yeah, because of what Madame Laveau
right.
was doing
right.
with her spell. But with Nan, I'm jumping ahead with Nan and Lou.
No,
I'm just thinking
do.
Nan's looking through the window and they're dead. I can't hear them. And I'm just thinking she has a crush on Luke.
Mm-hmm.
She can hear what Luke's thinking.
Yeah.
She can hear what everyone's thinking. And yet she's still
focusing on the dead people.
Is well, not just that, but he,
they were attacking.
The dumb, you know, cute guy runs out.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of kids. Which was
well, I mean, if you're in an outsider in this world, let's
yes.
say, and you see zombies running around, what are you going to think? It's Halloween.
It was a I mean, lot of them, though.
And there were kids
like
out
an
there.
Army.
And there were kids out there. I would have been. I'm in the same boat as him. I would have been like, yeah, whatever. It's just a bunch of hooligans.
And she runs out to get him.
Well, because he stupidly runs out, and then we see Angela Bassett say, "Begin." Her eyes go white, and she's
well, and he
begin.
Talked more than he's ever talked in this episode.
Yeah.
Lots of groaning and, like, you know.
Pain noises.
Scared, yeah, scared noises.
My thinking was just, like, Nan, I guess I'm confusing clairvoyance and being able to, like, hear people's thoughts with being smart. Because to me, going after the guy and going into Cordelia's car, which is not a safe place,
right.
is really stupid.
Well, he's hurt.
Yes.
Right.
And she can't
so,
get him back into
there.
The house. And she wants to save
stupid.
Him because she wants to, you know, she likes his man bits.
She, you know what? She's a woman, okay?
I almost spit out my water.
I think that we're going to find out more about this sort of weird attraction that they have. Because clearly there's something going on. I think it's a little bit more than just niceness from the guy's end.
She's pure.
I just really think that he has feelings for her and just... by, I mean, just think about it. I mean, not that you would save the person that you like from flesh-eating zombies.
Totally would.
But you do things, yeah. You do certain things for the people that you care about.
Yeah. Stupid
so
things.
That was stupid things. Exactly. So that was sort of the way that she thought it out, and I guess the first thing she saw was the car, and that was the only thing that she could do, so she dragged into the car and hopped in, and you know what? Thank God for Zoe.
Right. I mean, and speaking of other stupid people.
We started liking Zoe this week.
Listen, Zoe, okay. So, the beginning of the episode, she's wearing that dumbass hat.
That's her signature piece.
I mean...
Thaisa's signature hat. She wore it in season one. She's going to wear it in this season,
all
right?
Like it.
I think she looks cute in it.
I think she looks cute in it, too.
Yeah, I enjoy the big brimmed
Amish lady
hat. I just am
very happy to see her sort of grow a pair this episode.
Right.
Agreed. But stupidly, she does come out and bangs pots and pans together. It's like, over here, over here, and then is shocked that they're chasing her.
Yeah.
Can we agree on...
Agreed. Right. I know. I'm being silent.
She's like, what am I supposed
She's
to
like,
do?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Now they're coming. Looking at me.
Who knew that Ding was going to happen? She runs into a shed. I thought it was a tunnel. Like, it was like the door, the ending
like
to a tunnel.
To mm-hmm.
But, like, she finds, apparently, a chainsaw in there.
Yeah.
Killing it.
And goes.
Killing it.
Killing it.
Literally.
Chainsaw massacre.
Okay, straight up chainsaw massacre. I could not. I mean, everyone knows how much I hate Zoe. I hate her so much less after that.
Yeah,
it was pretty badass.
She chainsawed a zombie in half.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And.
Cutting heads
except
off.
Except for Jillian didn't see that part.
No.
She was covering her eyes.
I saw the chainsaw reach up above the male zombie's head, and I was like, they're going to cut it in half. I can't look at it.
I would really love to know how they did that, because it looked
incredible.
Looked
amazing.
Yeah.
I actually wrote in my notes, Zoe, I circled it, and I wrote, grew balls. And then I put arrow, chainsaw, zombie in half.
The only inconsistency that we had with her chainsawing the zombies is that when Brigida is in the bedroom with Queenie and Queenie is trying to kill her by voodooing herself, she cuts her neck and sand comes out.
Right.
And then Lalaurie, you know, pokers her and she dies. But when Zoe is chainsawing them, there's blood spurting everywhere.
Yeah. Why? Fans.
Please
tell us.
I mean, I'm sure it was for dramatic effect so that she looked like a badass and she's covered in blood.
You could have, like, violent sand pour out that could, like,
wait.
It would, like, it could, like, scar you.
Like mud?
Yeah, no, like, dried. Because the feeling I got from the gravel coming out was, like, she was so old.
Yeah.
She was so old. And I'm thinking, if you chainsawed up some really old zombies, like, could be, like, really old shards of gravel zipping out
like
of you.
And it's, like, shrapnel coming out.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, that could happen as much as a zombie could come to life.
I also feel like some of the male zombies were the guys that killed the little boy. Hung the little boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as old. It wasn't like the 1830s.
Yeah,
it was people that were more recent. So
good call.
You know, maybe, yeah, because I feel like the last
guy. They were repeated.
Yeah.
The zombies were repeated.
The last guy that was still living. I think that that was the ringleader.
So if that was only 50, 1950.
Yeah. But one of those people was like a lady dressed as a flapper. So she was like 20s.
Right.
Yeah.
So there was like all kinds of.
So there's something to do with how long you've been dead.
Yeah.
And if you have blood or not.
How much decomposition?
Maybe.
I thought they drained your blood.
They do.
Okay.
Okay. Now they do.
But when we're talking about black magic here and voodoo.
You never know.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be corrected
right.
by a fan. I'm sure black magic and voodoo are not the same thing.
No, they're not.
Speaking of magic and Zoe, girl turns it out.
New power.
At the end. anyone? Supreme.
It's looking that way.
I've been saying it all along.
You have, and I've been denying. And I'm
Team Zoe.
I'm still going to hold out for Misty Day. For somebody else. Because I just don't really like
is
her.
Misty
but
Day
Zoe is growing.
She
young?
Is.
Or not too young or too old. Sorry, too old to be
I
don't think
Supreme.
It matters like how old you are as long as
you can do the seven wonders or whatever they're called. 7 seconds in the closet. I don't know.
I mean, I love
whatever.
7 minutes in heaven.
7 minutes in heaven. Whatever it's called.
7 minutes in heaven. That's amazing.
If I think all that matters is that you can do the seven powers.
Right.
Yes. Seven, what are they?
So this is the thing.
I keep thinking sacraments, wonders. But that's
totally different.
I thought there were seven wonders. There's a, or something. I don't know. Maybe we're wonders. Just going crazy.
So we know that Zoe is a Black Widow. We know that she has the power to sort of overtake the undead. And as Marie Laveau says, there is a strong witch in that coven.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is, because at that point, she fell to the ground.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And her friend was like, oh, are you okay?
And for all we know, no, that could fell. Be one of the powers, too, was that she yeah. essentially broke the spell.
Yeah.
I have so, a question. Is the Black Widow thing, though, a like a major flaw, like kind of like a... Like how MM had the heart murmur situation. Like, is being a Black Widow
no,
like
it's not a health problem,
right?
No,
but it's a power
because you can just screw your way through and kill people,
right? But that's the only right. way that then, it has manifested for her at
so
this
far.
Point through
okay.
her vagine,
and also.
Yes.
But it's very possible that she has other ways of manifesting the
gotcha.
Same.
Also,
power.
A fan tweeted. I'm sorry that I don't know, remember who you are, that perhaps she was responsible for the resurgence of Frank and Kyle.
That's what I see.
But that she didn't realize it mm-hmm. because it's through the breath. Although we just saw Fiona touching a
right.
child.
I so, think the power of resurgence comes from other things because I don't want to, you know, fast forward too much to the end of the episode, but we see resurgence with touch again.
Right.
Right.
But
so, I mean...
Depending
it's
on
hard because
it
that's how Misty's power has always been shown to us through her hands.
Right.
Like,
right.
Fiona did it in with Queenie through her breath, and
right.
then this episode
then
through
touch.
Well, if you think
yeah.
about it, you know, obviously Fiona is the supreme,
right.
so her powers manifest in multitudes. You know, we really don't know what she has and what she doesn't have.
Right.
She is the all-knowing, the all-powerful. So if that's any inclination of what Zoe is about to sort of experience, then
yeah.
we're going to find out some crazy shiz about her, and I can't wait.
Yeah,
I'm really curious, like, what came over her? Because to me, she's this, like, spineless, little, boring, little, just speck
who,
of
what
dust,
came over
Zoe? And then all of a sudden...
Everyone was freaking out, and she was like, someone needs to take charge.
But see, to me, it's normal for her to go out and bang pans, and then be like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble now, and have to run away. That would be normal Zoe. Mm-hmm. But this, like, sense of empowerment, mm-hmm. and then to really to say, go where you... came from, or whatever she says. What does she say?
Go to your nature.
Your ultimate form.
In your
right?
nature.
Be in your nature,
be
yes.
Be in your nature, which I think is perhaps foreshadowing, because she didn't kill him. She told the zombie to be in his nature.
Right.
Which essentially puts him back into his original state.
Right.
Which could mean a lot of things.
That's true. I wonder why
endless
just
things.
Him...
He was the only one left.
He was the only
I
one
know.
Left.
Well, but, well, we also have
she
to look.
Have walked around and talked to everybody.
Well, because
like,
I think at that point,
it was
she
do
had
or
the
die.
Chainsaw.
The chainsaw
yeah.
died out.
And then at that point, the chainsaw died, and she was looking out for herself.
It was
she
life,
had to figure something.
It was life or death, and finally, the pressure was on. You know, Fiona had talked about how she loves a witch that can fight.
Yeah.
That was not the first time that she said that. And I think it really took a life or death situation for Zoe to be like, get my act together, like, let's do this.
I think
it's
you're
time.
Absolutely right.
Speaking of life or death, this week, Fiona showed us a very different side of herself. Mm-hmm. And I personally was shocked to finally see it.
Compassion.
Where did it come from? I mean, we
well,
see that
she
Foxy...
was drugged out.
Well, I mean...
it was rooted in guilt. It was rooted in guilt. It was the wrong
well,
sort
yes.
of compassion.
It was rooted in guilt. Yeah. I'll give you that. But... it was still there because she did a really amazing thing for a stranger.
For no, yeah. for but here's the problem: it wasn't for no reason.
It
no.
wasn't for no
That's
reason.
That's the problem.
Right.
It wasn't just the selfless act of charity.
It was like projecting.
It was that she was loopy.
Right.
Because remember, we were going, what's wrong with this hospital? This looks
right.
like, I kept thinking, this looks like season two,
okay. like a horror yeah. hospital. Yeah.
But the guy in the diaper. We don't know if he's real or a hallucination because we don't know if that black figure was a real hallucination
right.
at the moment.
Right.
Grabs her and bear hugs her and says, you didn't throw the acid on her face, but you might as well have.
Right.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's
Lots
a major realization to have.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she does, we find out that Foxy has had absorbic acid. Is that what it was called?
Sulfuric
acid.
Absorbic acid.
It absorbs.
I made that up.
Yeah.
That's called a skiffism. He just made it up.
Oh, my God. Up. I love that.
Hashtag skiffism. I like that.
Oh, God, I love you. Glad you keep me young. Okay, so she gets sulfuric acid thrown in her face. It goes through the optic nerve.
She looks frightened.
They save the eyes, but she's blind.
Yes, which I used to sell drugs as a pharmaceutical sales rep to eye doctors, eye surgeons.
Oh,
so
wow.
I can tell you that is physically possible.
Yeah.
That you can have fully, like, functioning kind of
she can move,
eyeballs.
But she can't see.
Like, they could have saved the eyeballs, but damaged the optic nerve, meaning there's no connection from the eye to the brain. So no vision.
Okay.
And no sense of light, nothing.
So they're kind of just, like, floating in there?
There's just eyeballs, and there's nothing connecting the brain.
Yeah.
So there's dead.
Wow.
But she still had vision, didn't she?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
of a different kind.
Of a different kind. So let's finish with Fiona, though. She brings a baby back to life for a woman. Only after she says, I'm going to be there until the day that you die.
And she makes her say it.
She makes her say it
twice. She's uncomfortable. This woman is crying.
I got scared. I thought she was going to kidnap the baby at first.
I did too.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. And then I didn't even know it was stillborn. And she, as soon as she said that, I knew she was going to bring it back to life. Did you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of had like a Lifetime movie alert in my mind where I was like, she's going to take the baby and run. And
yeah,
I know this
too,
story.
Me too, me too.
Like, I've seen this too many times.
Cordelia can't have kids. She's going to take it. Like, yeah, I totally thought she was just going to kidnap a baby.
I thought, oh, she feels so guilty.
Yeah.
And that her, and she's finally going to do something nice for her daughter by stealing a baby and bringing it back to life. Twisted. So twisted.
Anyway.
It was a touching moment.
It was.
Nevertheless.
Exactly.
The intention behind it.
But it was bizarre that she randomly comes across this room. She put this woman into a really uncomfortable situation.
She's
wasted.
She
kept making her repeat things.
She's wasted. Yeah. You're right.
She is. I mean, because she ran out of medication, finds the medication closet, steals some drugs.
And is just like haphazardly
this
choking down
good.
Pills. Yummy.
I'll take one of these and one of those and one of that. And here's my flask and I'm going to wash it all down.
And you, what did you say? You said, good for you. And, I thought you were talking, I thought he was talking to me. And I go, well, thanks. And he's like, not you, silly.
I mean, because isn't that everyone's ultimate dream to find the medication closet in the hospital and just like haphazardly just take stuff?
Again, viewers, skiffism.
Yeah.
I guess it's just my dream.
Not a popular thought.
But we do see compassion in other sorts. You know, Fiona sort of standing by Foxy's bedside, being with her, and then when Hank comes in again. Saying that she smells bullshit.
Smells bullshit in his
pockets. Like, what is in those pockets?
And tells him that you have 15 minutes and then you can go your own way or my way. And I prefer the latter.
Mm-hmm. And literally, like, you can go, like, leave forever.
Yeah.
Like, you better.
Don't bother coming back.
You better leave.
But he does seem to really love Cordelia to me. Like, he does. I
think he's a sociopath.
I also think he's
too.
A sociopath.
I agree with all of you, but I also agree with you in the fact that I think that he genuinely loves her.
But did you see emotion on his face? Like, when she said, oh, here comes the crocodile tears, I was like, there's no tears at all.
No. Well, I think, like, when someone says that, you usually don't cry.
Crocodile tears are fake tears, yeah.
But I didn't see any tears. Like,
right.
They get into an argument, and he doesn't even look at his own wife. He doesn't even register that she's hurt. And then... it seemed kind of fake to me. Like, I really bought her version of the story.
I do, too. But the thing is that he's talking to Foxy. She's clearly not awake, whether or not she's in, like, a medically induced coma or she actually is in a coma or she's just sleeping. But he's talking to her like she can hear him, and he's saying...
Well, it's really,
really nice.
Sociopaths say nice things.
That's true.
I know.
That's true.
And they're handsome, and then they have sex with you and shoot you in a hotel room. Like, who knows?
Yeah.
Totally.
Who knows?
It happens.
They meet in chat rooms.
That's true. That's
Thomas
true.
Kincaid chat rooms where all the sociopaths hang out.
Watch out.
So that was where I kind of had this amazing
realization,
though, about that veracity. Because I had to
had
to Google it, and veracity essentially means to live by the truth. Like, you know, to live by the truth. And there's all kinds of ways that you can express that. But that was what Myrtle Snow spoke about in her speech when she said, Cordelia, you've always been blind to the ways of your mother.
So Hank touches her. And she sees open eyes, flashes of him having sex with Alexandra Breckenridge.
Mm-hmm. She now has vision.
But only
the truth.
Right.
And I know, so I have the goosebumps because I'm just thinking
She's
about the implications.
So many things, yeah.
That she probably never wanted
And how many to other see. Women were there besides her?
And how many men?
And how many men? We don't know.
Oh, God.
Can I say, I read, it was a couple of our fans have said something, and I read something else, it wasn't like an official article, but I read something else that was saying that Hank is, or they think that he is a witch hunter, that he is there to.
I also
like
read that,
the coven.
That
right.
there was no. there's a character there's a couple characters that are supposed to come in
right
and that one of them is a witch hunter
and that would make sense. I mean, they did like in the article I read they did bring up a lot of points, like the fact that like his gun in last episode had a silencer, yeah. like only a professional does something like that.
Oh, good.
Like he could be like a random serial killer, but let's face it, like he's probably
well, and also that's a great point. Why would he want to even stay with Cordelia? Like, it doesn't, to me, I don't
right.
believe that he loves her, but I believe he feels that he needs to be close to her.
Right, right.
He's always leaving. He's never even there. But yeah. for some reason, he needs to be...
Like, it's business.
There.
Right.
But he would have had the chance to have already done something to her, and why wouldn't he have taken it by now?
Maybe he's waiting for a major moment.
He knows what she is capable of,
mm-hmm.
but
which isn't much because he's never seen her use her powers.
Doesn't know what she's capable of,
right?
Like when you're put into a high pressure situation, like look what happened to Zoe,
right?
You know what I mean? Like you never know what's going to happen, what sort of powers you can turn out. And I get that, you know, Cordelia is not the supreme, but she also. Could be sort of keeping these powers in because she hasn't been using them. She makes potions and those sort of things, but who knows what she has and what she doesn't have.
Agreed, but I don't know that that would stop him if he were a real witch hunter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's not the witch hunter.
Maybe he's not.
Just a crazy, another crazy character, serial killer, sociopath.
Maybe he gets his rocks off and enjoys his power when he's not with his wife by killing other people.
You know,
it's normal.
It could be that simple, but...
You know, he wants to feel powerful. So why not?
You know, fans, what do you think about Hank?
What
because
do you think?
We don't Let get to know. See very much of him.
Yeah.
And we're really kind of grasping at straws
yes,
here.
Yes, we are. But if you've read spoilers...
Yeah, don't spoil
don't
it.
Don't comment the spoilers.
Yeah, because we want to watch it with you, too.
Because we want to watch as well. And figure it out as you guys figure it out. Even if you read the spoilers.
Now, when you guys saw the black... cloaked figure go down the hall, what did you think?
Well, because of our fan, and now I'm blanking on the name, I was like dead set on the fact that it was Myrtle.
Same.
And it was, so.
Now, the second time that we saw the cloaked figure was in the hospital this week, and we don't know whether or not that was a hallucination.
At the time.
Right. Or something real. I have a feeling it was a hallucination, and it was sort of just Fiona's way of convincing the council that in her brain that this Myrtle definitely did it. Because we still don't know if she actually did
it. I believe she did it.
I believe that she did do it too, but because she sort of admits to it and sort of admits to
she is
who
being
else
living
she admits.
In New Orleans.
Why, who else walks to, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but who else walks to their own death like that?
Right.
If that's not guilty.
It's
Ryan Murphy. We don't know.
Let's play devil's advocate for a second, okay? So we have the Myrtle's guilty.
Yes, Myrtle's
she
guilty.
She does not say anything. She goes along with it. Okay, she's guilty. What if she's not guilty but goes along with the guilty verdict because she cannot handle it anymore? Fiona has tortured her entire life, and it's literally only so much a person can take. So clearly she's realized, I am never going to get my way. The way life is, I'm never going to get my way, so why not end it now?
Or she knows the truth, and she isn't going to turn on whoever did it.
Possibly.
But I believe she did it. I feel like there's like absolutely no way that she didn't do it.
I feel like she's guilty of something, because she admits to that. She admits to being in New Orleans and living under a pseudonym, Jennifer Woolley, which is a Veronica Lake character from some film.
I married a witch.
Thank you.
That's
I mean, good pseudonym.
Yeah. But my question is, where are the photos from the hotel room? Because Fiona snapped pictures.
On her cell phone.
So why did she not just show the council the photos?
Because I don't think she wanted...
To remove the evidence.
To remove the evidence.
She was, like, breaking in.
Yeah. Breaking and entering into a motel, but nonetheless.
But, well, I guess her way of the evidence was having Queenie burn her hand, so...
Well, so that's what... Which wasn't really necessary.
Well, that's
me.
What kind of it confused
was,
me.
Because it pushed the council
It put
to the
nail
next
in the coffin.
Yeah.
It really did.
And she was like, okay, fine, you know what? I'm gonna go, but I'm gonna go proudly. So at least she does say that. She's admitting to guilt, but not to guilt of hurting Foxy. And she says, you know what? If I'm going to die, I'm going to die a proud
woman. I go proudly to the flame.
And it's something that we've seen throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
With
like, I'm not admitting guilt. Like, I've done what you say I've done, but I haven't done anything wrong.
Yes.
Right. And that's what is confusing is we learn that she took care of Foxy. She took care of Cordelia when... supposedly Fiona gave her care of her daughter because Myrtle couldn't have one of her own.
Well, Fiona left for most of Foxy's life, let's say, and Foxy was left at that school.
Right.
And whether or not we know who was in charge when Myrtle, when Fiona was a student there, I mean, it could have been Myrtle, and she sort of maybe looked to her as a mother figure.
So it seems really unusual. Like, why would Myrtle do that to her?
Right. Why would Myrtle do that to Fiona?
As much as she hates... You mean Foxy. As much as she hates Fiona, could she really hate her that much that she would hurt this... someone that she cared for as a child? But we do see that moment in the council meeting where she is, like, furious at her. That you don't see the truth.
Yeah.
And, like... I don't know. I agree. Like, I think she's guilty, but I also think that her intentions were probably good, and she cracked. Fiona broke her.
Well, listen, we will find out.
We will find out. Because Misty, the return of the love of my life, brings her back from the dead.
I wish she came
in. Charred remains.
I wish she came in with a... I wish she came in with a soundtrack.
Oh, I know.
She should just have Fleetwood Mac like on her shoulders
she
as her soundtrack.
Amazing.
Like a boombox?
I was thinking more like gauzy scarves flowing in the wind, but
I'm still waiting for Stevie Nicks to like be in an episode. Ryan Murphy, what are you doing?
Yes. Dear Ryan.
That would be incredible.
We need the original witch.
Oh my
God.
Awesome.
That would be great.
So she brings her back to life, and I'm sure she's going to, you know, fix her up with the mud, the swamp mud.
Right, but gosh, what is she going to look like? Yikes.
Well, I mean, Misty was burned.
Yeah. I know, but...
We still don't know that story.
Yeah.
We still don't know how Misty came back.
Because Frank and Kyle, she fixed him up, but he still looks kind of rough.
By the way, where is he?
I know,
totally
I missed
gone.
Him.
Not with Misty, well, like the fans thought, I guess.
He could be in her bed, just laying there,
just
going...
Why wouldn't he have gone for a stroll with her with the bulls?
A stroll? Or like a, it's more like
I mean, if she's going for a walk, why didn't he go with her?
No, I agree. I don't.
I think he's running around in the woods somewhere.
No.
Like a
banging his head against trees.
Yeah, eating squirrels and.
Well, we also have to think of the time frame because it was like, okay,
basically a day.
He disappeared and it was basically like, it was basically a day. So. He could be close. You know, he is a very slow walker.
Right. True.
Except for the moment that he left the house and
Then he just
Zoe
disappeared. Yeah.
Realized
he
that
didn't
he
bump
gone.
Into anything, break anything, left no trace.
But he was
the
gone
one
quickly
time.
Super swift.
He was super swift. The rest of the time he was very awkward.
Maybe he found a skateboard.
Maybe.
That would be cute. Frank and Kyle
or a
gets
razor
an accessory.
Scooter.
That would
but that
be great.
Is basically it's our episode amazing. This week.
Yeah,
it was.
Is there anything that we
missed? It was good.
It was good. It was quite squeamish for me.
And especially this week, what we tried to do, we sort of took what the fans said into consideration. Let us know if you like how we recapped the show. We sort of went in order this week because a lot of you are asking about it. Maybe it's easier for you to follow along and remember. So definitely let us know. But I have some news and gossip, and I think you guys do, too.
Yeah, let's jump into it.
TV news.
Okay, so I am going to take the American Horror Story renewed for a fourth season today. Hello. Officially. FX came out and said that they got a 13-episode order that will premiere in fall 2014.
Nice.
Very exciting. The people at FX are amazed by what Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk have done with this show, how they keep turning out new things every single time. And it was also revealed that Ryan will let us know what the fourth season is going to be about in this season.
Oh, really?
He drops a lot of hints. It may be very small, but we will sort of have an inclination of what season four is going to be about. And we do know from my news and gossip last week that Jessica Lange will be on board for season four.
So exciting.
What if it's minotaurs?
Or zombies.
Or zombies. I'd like to add on, to piggyback. Mm-hmm. I read in Deadline Hollywood, and thank you to super fan writer, producer Ian Westland for sending this to me. Deadline Hollywood, they talked about the season four renewal, but they're saying that Coven is averaging 7.74 million viewers.
Huge. Wow.
It's on pace to set a record as the highest rated adults 18 to 34 program on FX ever.
I believe it.
I believe it too.
So, all hail to the great Ryan Murphy.
For reals.
What else we got?
What do you got, Sarah?
So I was super pumped about this, and I know Jill is also a super fan like I am, but Connie Britton gave an interview with Rolling Stone, and she said she's been talking to the producers about possibly coming in this season as a guest star because she is filming in Nashville and it's close to Louisiana, so... she said she's trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure out schedules, but I would be like, I would die. Like, I love her. Like,
and for those of you who don't know, Connie B, she was Coach's Wife Tammy Taylor on Friday Night Lights.
Amazing.
She's also Raina James on Nashville, and she was in the first season of American Horror Story.
And she's actually, like, I was surprised because she's one of the only people from the original cast to not guest star on any of the other seasons.
Well, I feel like after season one, she didn't want to be in season two.
What, really?
I think she started doing Nashville, though.
And she started doing Nashville right after.
Because you're right. Dylan McDermott made that, had that one guest appearance that was great last season. I would love to see her come back.
Yeah,
and
I did
read in the article, I mean, she literally said she really wants to come. She's asked the, she's asking to come.
They're like in talks.
And because she moved to Nashville and she's kind of like, they're really close. Yeah. Like, I can make it work.
I'd love to see her come back.
Me too. She'd make a great witch.
And you know, we know that because they took a hiatus in shooting, that's actually physically possible.
Right.
So let's just cross our fingers.
And we do know that the finale date for our show is January 29th.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good to know.
So that means there's going to be a few breaks over the holidays.
Absolutely.
So we won't all be here on Christmas. And New Year's.
What about Hanukkah? Hanukkah.
Hanukkah's on Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving time this year. So
interesting. Okay.
We'll still be here.
Do we have a better Jew on the panel than you?
No, it's
me.
You're the only Jew here?
Yeah. I'm a wannabe. I'm a wannabe Jew.
Well, we're all wannabes.
Yeah. I'm just a bad Jew.
So I don't know about...
let's jump
maybe
into
we can,
predictions.
Yeah, let's do some predictions.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're after it got warm in here. So we didn't get a preview.
Wait, are we burning right now?
We are on fire in here. We did not get a preview this week, so we're going to have to go based on
our own thoughts. We're going to have to go blindly.
Blindly into the abyss.
Yeah, fans, I don't know. We don't know why there wasn't a preview for this week. Is there going to be an episode next week? Do we have a break for a couple of weeks because of Thanksgiving? It's kind of early.
It is very early for a Thanksgiving break.
And normally when there is a break, they'll say it coming up in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. They'll give you some kind of morsel to feed on. So if anyone knows, please let us know.
Well, what would we like to see for next week?
I'll go first.
Yes, please.
For once, I have some predictions that I wrote down. I think that we're going to Foxy will see a lot of things. So I think that her new blindness is going to lead to a new vision. And she's going to see the truth, and it's going to be ugly. Especially about her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so, especially since Hank touched her and she saw all the things about him, I mean, that's going to lead to a whole other storyline, especially with Fiona trying to step in and finally be a good mother to her. Well, with Fiona's touch, I can't imagine what Foxy's going to see. And my other prediction is with Zoe, I'm not getting on the Supreme train, people, okay? I'm holding out for Misty Day, but the Be Your Nature...
I'm predicting that that is going to be a huge power that maybe multiplies into other powers, because it's not just killing. It's really to be able to set any being kind of into their natural element, whatever that means.
I feel like that power is more about doing what you say.
Whatever you say.
Yeah.
So my prediction is that that's going to grow. We're going to see more of that.
I like that.
Me too.
I love that Misty Day was in the end of this episode. So Misty Day has always been seen as an outcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Myrtle Snow has always been seen as an outcast. So I have a feeling that they are going to band together to try to take down the coven.
And she will finally have her tribe. Oh, my gosh.
Because the reason why Misty likes Zoe so much is because I feel like she viewed Zoe as an outcast because she wasn't really in tune with her powers and everything.
Right.
But now that Zoe is sort of left and her powers are manifesting, I feel like she is in the need of an outcast. And I don't know if she knows that in Myrtle's charred state on the ground, but I think that they're going to find a lot out about each other and realize that they are one in the same. So,
fantastic.
I think they're going to be besties.
I like that.
That's a great prediction.
That is a great one. Sarah?
I really only have one thing to add. I think someone next week will find MM and realize that she's up there.
She just lost an arm.
We didn't even talk about it.
Yeah,
she's in a box. She smells, and she lost an arm.
And but I think someone else. I thought someone was going to discover her when they were each instructed to pick a room tonight. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh no, here we go. Someone's going to pick the dollhouse, and she's in there. But I think someone will find her. I don't know who it's going to be, but I feel like. I don't know. I follow Emma Roberts on Twitter and everything else, Instagram, everything. So, like, she's been shooting a lot of episodes, so I feel like there's a lot of MM to come, and I feel like that's going to come sooner than later. So,
Tell us.
David!
The only real prediction I have for next week, it's not even, like, a prediction, it's more of, like, where I think it's going, is that I feel like next week we're going to be focusing a lot on Foxy and her recovery.
And Hank?
And possibly Hank.
He is a man, after all. He may not have any place.
Right, he doesn't make the cut.
So I think it's going to be more about recovery next week. So it's going to be Foxy. It's going to be Luke, which is our next door neighbor, recovering and the relationship with Nan and him.
Good theme.
And possibly, like, the recovery of the relationship between Fiona and Foxy.
Okay. Any more Frank and Kyle?
Not yet, I don't think. I feel like you're hitting the nail on the head somewhere with Misty building her own little, like, coven. So I feel like Misty's not going to be in next week's episode, but she's going to be coming up in a couple episodes with a healed Myrtle.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
Where can we find each other?
I don't know. You have my phone number. you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at You Can Call Me Skiff.
I am at Sarah on the Go, Sarah with an H on Twitter and Instagram. I believe I'm Sarah Bear, S-A-R-B-E-A-R 627.
You can find me on Twitter at Jillian Leff or on my website, JillianLeff.com. And make sure you find Oriana and I on Sundays on Hello Ladies, our HBO after show.
And we have a couple special guests.
Ooh,
the last
exciting.
Few episodes before the season, leading up to the season finale. And I'm Oriana Leo. You can find me at Miss Oriana Leo on Twitter or Oriana Leo at Instagram. And please tweet us.
Please. We love hearing from you guys.
We are fan coven. We love it.
So from everyone here at the AfterBuzz TV family, we'd like to thank you. And we'll see you next week.
Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Already?
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.